The inspiration for today's reflection come to us from the scriptures of Psalm 22, Mark chapter 8 verses 31 to 38, and Genesis chapter 17 verses 1 to 8, and also a reflection by Reverend Robin King on his blog of February 22nd, 2018. We keep jumping around Mark's gospel, hearing stories out of sequence. It's hard to keep track sometimes, but bear in mind that much of this gospel is focused on teaching how to be disciples, even when trouble is coming, even when we don't understand. Today's story takes place after Jesus has asked the disciples about who he is perceived to be, and before the transfiguration. Jesus is telling the disciples about what's going to happen to him. He says that he's going to have to suffer, that he'll be rejected by the elders and all the temple authorities, and that they'll kill him. And then he'll rise again after 3 days. Basically, what we already know is going to happen, because we know the story. But the disciples don't. So you can imagine that they'd be a little upset at this apparent change of plans. They probably thought, I don't think this is what I signed up for. This wasn't their plan. So Peter jumps in and takes Jesus aside. He tells him not to say stuff like that. You can perhaps guess what he might say. It's demoralizing for the disciples. It's not going to win them any supporters. And hey, hang on, don't we want to get support of the religious authorities? Use some tact, Jesus. You need to work on your PR. The plan of life that was unfolding in front of them wasn't what they had in mind. They were not prepared for the unexpected challenges that were ahead of them. And surely they might have been thinking there must be an easier, less vulnerable way of teaching God's message. And that's when Jesus says, Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works. Did you know that the word Satan originally meant tester or questioner? It has come to mean something totally different. But keeping that in mind, what if Jesus was telling Peter the questioner to stop testing and start doing? What if in this story we heard Jesus then tell Peter the tester to let go of his plan and go with God's plan instead? To start thinking differently. Open your mind to what's really true, Peter, what's really important in life. Think beyond your personal comfort. Think beyond the stuff, the power, and the certainty that comes with control of things. Open your mind and your heart to what life is really about. Otherwise, you won't understand this next bit. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to saving yourself, your true self. Life, Jesus says, isn't about self-protection. It's not about gathering stuff for ourselves. It's about following God's message of knowing that you are more than the stuff you own or the stuff you win. Let go of the plan to be the winners, because that means that someone will be sacrificed for us. Focus on being the sacrifice. Focus on being the love that is needed to make the world a better place. Don't compare what you are doing to what others are doing. Just do your best. We just saw collapsing plans played out in the Olympics. The women's hockey team went in with the focus of winning it all and were bitterly disappointed with not reaching the gold prize. The gold should never have been the prize. They gave all they could, and that is what is worth celebrating. They forgot for a moment that they offered everything that they had for the game they were in. They didn't hold back. They worked as a team. Let me lead, says Jesus. Come be on my team. Let me show you how to jump in and give it all so that others will learn and find strength. Lose the attitude that you know best, because God is the only one that does. Live for the love and truth that's at the heart of good living for the world. That is what keeps our soul alive. Although their plan didn't happen as they anticipated, those hockey players showed the world that you never give up. They showed people, fans, children, that if you work hard, you can achieve an impossible dream. They showed us that we can be disappointed, but then we need to sit back and be honest with ourselves, acknowledge our mistakes, and see how far we've come by giving our best to the team that we chose to join. Whether they got a piece of metal or nothing at all, they offered their best, and they have their integrity intact. They have shown the world honesty, teamwork, and care for each other. That is an inspiration to many. In 2018, there are many plans in the world that are being diverted. The world is a tough place. Medals are won and lost. Lives are lost. Systems of justice are breaking down. People are hurting. What's our plan? Well, why don't we try God's plan? Because ours doesn't seem to be working well at all. Let's stop testing God and go out and help someone. Let's feed a hungry person. Let's offer support to the disappointed, the disheartened. Let's make the life of one child more important than the right to hold onto a piece of equipment that takes life. Let's speak God's voice of justice. Let's take a look at how we benefit more than others and be part of sharing so that there is no more. There is just all. God offered Abraham a vision of the future, a world that would feel his influence for generations to come. What will our influence be? Jesus said, "Come follow me. God has a plan." Let's be part of God's plan. Amen.